What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Anything But Credible, aka the ABC Pod. This is episode 32. My name is Dukes, and you know, we thought it'd be fun. We thought it'd be a good idea to get four guys on the pod today. So we have a very special treat for you. In house, we have one of our favorite guests, Mr. Tyler Zeebo. What's up, dude?
Not much, man. What's going on?
To his left, I'm gonna get it right this time. To his left, no, his right.
God,
already fucked it up.
His right, as always, back for two times in a row. Keith, what's up, Keith?
What up, dude?
You missed that one.
Why are you calling me out?
You missed
man?
That one. Well, you know, Griff's
my name's not
here.
Tim.
Whoa, ooh. I've been here for weeks and weeks.
That is true.
He was here last time I was here. 2 weeks.
You're doing good, Tim. You're doing
Speaking
good.
Of Griff, going around the table, to Keith's right, I got it right this time, is Griff. What's up, dude?
What's up?
Guys, how we doing?
Dude, I'm doing great, man.
Yeah?
Fucking United States won the World Baseball Classic. Pretty fired up about that. The new Dream Team, baby.
Dream Team?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, is that what they're calling them?
That's the new Dream Team.
Or is that what Keith's
Check
calling
the Twitter
them?
Feed, bro. Yeah. Okay. I retweeted that.
Captain America, Adam Jones, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
Pissing off Yadier Molina, apparently.
Yeah. That was great.
That dude balled out, too, man.
Yeah, he did.
That catch? Oh, I know against it wasn't in the finals.
Yeah,
but
against Machado.
Yeah, his teammate.
Yeah, I gotta love that.
Dude, he's got bragging rights for years now. It's awesome.
Okay. You know, obviously, also, we got last night and tonight is the Sweet 16. Of the tourney.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was rooting for about eight different teams because I had a bunch of brackets. Now it's basically down to Kentucky with who plays tonight. So next week will depend, you know, how happy I'm doing about that because it's going
to
be a tough game.
Your brackets have been narrowed down to one team?
Well, yeah.
You said you filled out seven, right?
Yeah, I had Duke. They lost, obviously. I had Arizona who lost last night, which was just pathetic.
Yeah, it was.
And I have another one for – so UCLA plays Kentucky tonight. I have UCLA winning, but that bracket doesn't have a chance of winning any of the pools.
Why do you want UCLA?
Well, I don't. I want Kentucky because if Kentucky winning it all, I'll win a good chunk of money.
So, actually, there's also – sorry, Tim.
He wants to hear Lamar Ball talk more and more like we all do.
Lazar.
That's Aladdin. Isn't that from Aladdin?
It's Jafar, man. Come on, dude. Respect him.
Same thing, man.
Update on the Warren Buffett thing.
Okay. Did anybody win?
Yeah. I think it was like a dock guy or some kind of loader or truck driver or something actually won the 100 grand.
That's awesome.
Good for that guy.
Yeah.
Good for that guy.
Yeah. I was pretty fired up about that. It wasn't some...
Yeah, it wasn't a guy making five figures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The VP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Warren Buffett himself.
Yeah right.
Well, I'm going to give this to myself.
Fair is fair.
Yeah, I mean, hey, that dude's never watched a sport in his life, probably. I mean, he owns everything. So
no, his
I don't know.
Sport is money. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
he's from Nebraska, in case you're wondering.
He probably would.
He is.
He'd probably
Big Cornhuskers fan right there.
Oh, God. He would probably pay somebody 100 grand just, hey, do this bracket for me. You know what I mean? If they were like we talked about last week, doing like a super smart like statistician or somebody.
Oh
yeah, you know,
He
would be the guy to pay that guy. Like, I'll give you 50 grand just to win. Actually, he wouldn't because that's chump change to him.
That's chump change. Well, he'd also be paying himself
because
so that because
that'd be a waste of money.
Yeah,
it'd also just be a waste of money, and I don't think that guy wastes money. So I don't think he'd do it.
That's true.
How frugal?
I
do
think
you
he wastes money if he's paying people to win a bracket. That's the definition of wasting money, right there.
He doesn't look at that.
That's 100 grand some truck driver just
that's
made.
Being that's generosity. All right. To him, that's the name
I
of the
mean,
game.
Let's be honest, it's probably a tax write-off.
It probably is, yeah.
Somehow, some way, that's a tax write-off. And that dude that won the 100 grand is going to get taxed at like 50% on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's here's the 20 bucks we owe you. Like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Speaking of sports, for all my basketball fans out there on top of the tournament, I should say my Missouri basketball fans. I don't know if you guys are aware, but...
Big news.
Yeah. Porter Jr. coming to Mizzou, the player of the year.
It only took a $400,000 bribe.
That's told. Well,
to hire his dad
a little
as
bit
an
more than that.
Coach.
Yeah. Well, that's what he was
so
making.
Sketchy.
Oh, that's what he was.
He was making that in Washington, I think, right? And then so I don't know what they gave him. They haven't released that, but it's probably a little bit more than that.
I mean, can we just pay the players already? Like, seriously,
for real.
This is getting ridiculous. Like, why can't I like? I'm gonna go into football, but like, why can't I just create a league for the ages of like 18 to 21? And just pay the players to come play in
because
my league
the leagues
instead of the NCAA.
Well, the NFL and stuff have deals with the NCAA, right?
They'd squash you though.
Or they won't accept players unless they, you know, like play what, 1 year, one and done.
Bullshit.
For
if I get enough talent, they're gonna take that talent.
Yeah, I think you're right. Oh, well, it's nonsense.
You know what I mean?
It's complete like, bullshit. NCAA,
yeah,
but
like that's the whole one and done thing in basketball too. Like we were talking about. Like that's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. When I was 18 years old, I could have went out and made however much money I felt like. No, I didn't have to go to college for 1 year just to make my money.
I guess you can go to other leagues actually because you can go to Europe.
You go overseas.
Yeah. Yeah. But that is the hiring the parents thing is so insane. And I did not know that was like a thing that went on until
Jim Harbaugh just hired a couple weeks ago. Four parents, top recruits they got.
It happens left and right. Apparently,
they call them advisors.
No
advisors. Yeah, we're gonna pay you to do nothing because you produced an awesome athlete.
Yeah. Well, I gotta say,
bastards.
Here's to producing an awesome athlete in the future.
Well, thinking of the other side of it, though, I mean,
yeah, really.
From Mizzou, thinking of the other side of it, from Mizzou, it's a pretty big deal. I mean, they get Konzo over there, who's pretty sure he's an East Side guy.
He is, yeah.
And so that was a big move. And then for him to step right in and 1 week later to grab, you know, the number one overall high school, I mean, that's pretty big. So as bad as Mizzou was this year and how mediocre they've been previous years, you know, that's pretty big.
It's a move as far
as basketball.
We haven't been like, well, I guess we haven't been terrible, though.
No, mediocre.
They've been terrible.
They lost. They got
this year. This year,
like
they were
Frank
terrible.
Haith, under Frank Haith and Mike Anderson, we did well.
Mike Anderson did okay. The mediocre. Yeah. And then Frank Haith, we had that one really good team, and then they got upset by Norfolk State in the first round.
They underperformed, like,
In
the
mediocre
tournament, not during the regular season.
But yeah, so it'd be good to at least have some players.
People really only care about the tournament.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, let's move on past the sports stuff. Next week, guys, by the time this comes out, will be right before April Fool's Day.
Oh, no.
You guys into that at all?
No.
You guys aren't? Well, I know you're a prankster.
I am a prankster. I mean,
that should be your day.
I've matured, so I don't do it anymore. The last one I did was I tweeted a picture of my dog. It was like 3 years ago that it's like, I'm going to miss you, bud. Like, literally. Like that day, like 6 a.m. And it was like, I got so many text messages and even like to the point like, my parents that don't even have Twitter were calling me like, what happened to the dog? And I was like, wow, I'm not doing that anymore. That's pretty brutal to do.
What's your dog's name? Optimus Prime?
Megatron.
Megatron. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Doesn't like Optimus.
No, not at all.
Well, we were just talking about you hiding stuff on Mardi Gras. And I know back in the day down in Springfield, I remember multiple times pranking a certain somebody that lived named Tyler McVeigh lived downstairs in the basement.
Yeah. I mean, that was my favorite thing to do, especially when we fell asleep. I think one time me and Josh filled up like one of those 5-gallon drum things just full of snow, and he was just out cold and just dumped it all over him. And he didn't even, like, no reaction at all.
Yeah.
And then just putting like beer cans in the dryer.
I was just
going to
say that.
Turning those on. That was great.
Oh, God.
There was a few times actually the next day on Sunday they'd go to do their laundry and there'd still be beer juice in like the washer and stuff.
Dude, I'd be so pissed.
Oh, yeah. They were pissed.
I'd be heated.
Oh, dude. Like, I understand it's college. Probably
I could take them in a fight. That's why they can say. So I kept doing it repeatedly.
You know what I was thinking about the other day, Zeebo?
Fair point.
You know what I was thinking about, man? Do you remember that one time at your house when you smashed Bama's head through that wall?
Oh, my God, yeah. He actually texted me on St. Patrick's Day about that. And it was like, this marks our anniversary. And that was...
Do you still talk to him?
I do once in a while. He, like, Snapchats me or texts me once in a while.
But, shout out to Bama, man. Were you there, Griff?
I don't even
know.
I don't know who this is.
That might have been one of the dangerous things I've done because, like, I did it because he, like, threw up in my house and then, like, I overreacted and, like, just threatened him to kick him out. And he was, like, one of my good buddies at the time. And he was like, dude, I'll let you punch me. I was like, I'm not going to punch you, but let me slam your head through a wall. And it was just, like, shitty drywall. And
His own wall, by the way.
Yeah, our own wall.
And his own kitchen wall. Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even, like, the worst part is, like, thinking back on it after I did it, like, we didn't even check for studs. And it was like a running. It was like a running. Like you were like trying to ram a door down. Like, but it was bad. And like, thankfully, it was just drywall. Because if that would have been like a stud, then
been a problem.
You're probably lucky it's a rental too.
Oh yeah, I mean it was in Springfield.
Imagine throwing somebody's head through like some 5/8 drywall. Like, God, that would hurt, dude.
I mean, he laughed it off like immediately. So it was like,
well, yeah, he was probably drunk.
Lots of it. He just threw up.
That house was fucking disgusting. So like a, you know, a head sized hole wouldn't.
No biggie. Springfield. I mean, there was
just put a poster over it.
Yeah. So that house was disgusting. Like we paid like trash for like a month and we stopped doing it because it's too much. So instead we started putting trash on the back porch and like Heinz had a truck. So we were just going to plan on loading it in there like, you know, once a month. And instead of cleaning it, we bought like fly strips, like get rid of the flies. Oh.
That's hilarious. Oh,
that's great.
Yeah.
Don't take your trash out. Just buy fly traps.
Dude, that's the way to do it, man. Save $7 a month.
I just remember. $7.
Start a compost pile, man.
There you go. I just remember being in the front room doing something and then just turning around right like the split second before I see Zeebel just hand gripping his back of Bama's head like a basketball and just full force through that wall. I was like, holy shit. What is going on?
What did I just witness?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Attempted murder.
I was a bully back in the day, I guess. Yeah. Apex predator. We're making you sound want to mess with me.
We're making you sound terrible.
Right? I know, man.
No, it's all in good love. What about you guys? You guys pranksters? You're not, Griff. I know you're not a prankster.
Not my thing.
No. You probably live with a couple pranksters, though.
I mean, I live with assholes.
What about you, Griff? I mean, Keith. Sorry.
Did you just call me Griff?
No, I just looked at you. I said Griff, but I looked at you.
No. He called.
That's calling him Griff. Yeah.
That's the definition.
Yeah, you're not, but. See, it's all about the way you phrase it, though.
You were definitely addressing
mind games over here.
He was about to go on, like, oh, okay.
And then I got disrespected.
No.
Whoa.
Dang.
Fucking with you. Paid a fine compliment, please.
Yeah, really. I agree. Tim's a good guy. No. I'm not really a prankster. I mean,
Yeah.
I don't do that. Yeah. Okay.
Well. Oh, I should say this before we move on any further into this episode. Just a heads up for the listeners out there. We, at some point, are supposed to be getting hit with a pretty bad storm. So if you hear rain or anything in the background, we apologize. There's not really anything we can do about that. But it's supposed to get a little crazy tonight and this weekend. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully nothing. It's feels like it's coming in, though.
Feels great.
You guys, you know what I was thinking about the other day?
I don't
know why it just popped in my head. I got a question for all three of you.
Oh, God.
This is real life, by the way. All right, you got to imagine that these characters are all real people. Okay.
I'm really curious about where we're about to get.
It's nothing crazy. You're trying to pull off a big job, right? Which of the Ocean 11 characters would you hire? You only get one.
Are you kidding? Danny Ocean.
Why?
I think you picked Danny.
Because he's the mastermind.
No, that's ridiculous. What about you?
Little Chinese guy.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you need him to do?
Yeah, really.
Doesn't matter. He can do anything.
He has a very specific set of skills.
Danny Ocean didn't do anything. He just planned everything.
That's all he did.
Is literally, name one thing. What part of it is like that he goes in there and does?
You know who I wouldn't take for sure? Number one guy. You're about to say Matt Damon.
I was just going to say,
nobody's taking Matt Damon.
I think I might take Matt Damon.
What? He's a pickpocket.
No,
long as I get his parents included, I'll get Oliver Twist,
please.
Dude, what Zeebel was saying, though, to piggyback off Zeebel, I feel like Damon executed all the shit that George Clooney was talking about. Damon went out there and did it, got the job done.
Why? Because Clooney was too busy trying to bang Julia Roberts?
Exactly. Yeah. He was preoccupied with previous history. Damon was in it to win it, man.
So nobody's taking Brad Pitt, the understudy?
No. Well, I mean, I love Brad Pitt. I really love Brad Pitt. But I'll tell you the number one guy I'm not taking, and that's Don Cheadle. I'm not taking the Demolition Man. No. I don't need that.
No,
we don't need that.
He screwed up the demolition at one point.
And he did screw it up, right?
Yeah,
but he did knock out the power grid. That's pretty big.
He had some nice little one liners.
Which movie are we talking about? Ocean 13?
No, 11. The first 11. One. He knocks out that.
They got the power grid. They knocked out the power of Vegas.
Yeah, dude. I know it's hard to mix up. But.
Yeah, I was gonna say because they also
isn't that 13 too. They had like the giant drill.
Yeah,
in the first one. They
you know what? That was the earthquake. Not the power grid.
And the first one, they got one of those things that...
Dude, I don't know. There's some of them, it's so unbelievable. Like, they raised the building up on the second one.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about the first one.
They got an EMP in the first one. and they set off in the MP. I put,
There was
a fight was going on.
You guys ever see the original Frank Sinatra?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty boring.
Would you take Frank over any of the new guys? You've seen it.
No. The new films are so much better. Because, like, the original, it was just like, it was like the Wild Wild West back then, so you could pretty much get away with anything. There was no such thing as, like, closed circuit TVs or anything.
Were they just like, was Frank just like, hey, look over there?
Kind of.
Thanks like, for the chips. See you later.
I'm Frank Sinatra.
They were doing, like, the whole, like, tap on the other elbow. The guy turns around, like, whoop.
And, like, nothing against the movie, but they were terrible actors.
Yeah, that's what
like, they were absolutely terrible.
The world just worships Frank Sinatra. He did.
Guaranteed that was, like, the number one movie for
him. Yeah, you're probably right.
God.
I mean, it was the entire Rat Pack, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are both going George Clooney on this.
Yeah, for
I think
sure,
so.
Griff.
I think
so. Yeah, he's the mastermind.
Doesn't do anything, though.
It doesn't matter. He
ruined every single plan, too, because horse face Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And Andy Garcia gets in. Like, okay.
It works out.
It works out every
because
time.
Because of the Asian guy. They put in a dryer.
The Asian guy almost fucked up. He almost fell.
I'll take the soul dude. The old dude.
The old guy.
Yeah, I'll take him, man. Fuck it.
I think he's dead.
If you're planning a job, you're not. Yeah, you're he died.
Right.
He died.
No, wait.
I think he died in. Yeah, when the second one talked about being dead.
In the movie he dies.
In real life, that guy's
talking about fictional characters here.
No. I understand that.
He dies in one of them, doesn't he?
No, he was the one that was like bedridden in the third one.
I don't think I saw the third one. I think I watched the second one.
I thought he died in the second one.
I stopped.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
listen,
know
all either. I'm saying is if I'm going to pull a job, George Clooney, he's mastermind. He can set it up, whatever, but that's why I'm taking Damon because if not only can he set it up, but if I set something up, he's going to execute it. Cause
I'm taking Wahlberg from the Italian job, going out of the box.
Well, obviously.
We're talking about a different movie.
Yeah.
Then I'm taking Iron Man, so we're just going to make shit up.
Yeah.
Italian,
he's the best of both of them, Matt Damon. And fuck yes. That's why
I'm taking Jason Statham, man.
No, you don't want to. What's they call him? Sweet Rob or something? You don't want that.
I'm taking Schwarzenegger.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah. But, I got to call my girlfriend real quick, man. The other day, because I'm always hitting her with Schwarzenegger quotes, and she just never knows.
Hit your girlfriend.
Yeah, you should not.
Oh, stop it.
You should trail off after saying it.
Oh.
The other day, I was just hitting her.
Stop it. Stop it.
I'm going to refrain from doing a Schwarzenegger impersonation.
Oh, do it. Do it. Give us one. Man. Give us your favorite Schwarzenegger line.
Who is your father? And what does he do?
Of all lines, that's what you pick?
Kindergarten cop, yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, so here's what I was getting at. Let me finish this. The other day, she says something.
It's not a tumor? Come on.
That's what it was.
It's
not a tumor. And she says, what are you talking about? And I said again, it's not a tumor. She says, like, literally looks at me like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, you never seen Kindergarten Cop?
What is wrong with you?
So, obviously, the first thing I do is I bring up the YouTube clip. She didn't laugh. She didn't think it was funny. I had a moment. I was like, I don't know about this.
This might not work out.
The other day, I said one of the most famous ones, like, get to the chopper. I had no idea.
Well, did you add the grunts at the end? She might have not got it. Just,
good point.
No, I forget. That is, I didn't think about that.
That's key, man. Just got to add the primal just grunts. Just so much testosterone flowing through that body. It just has to be released.
Yeah. Well, then I started asking her. Let me ask you guys. You guys ever seen Twins?
Yeah,
it's such a terrible movie.
Oh my, no, yeah. It's great.
It's been a long time.
So bad.
No. It's up there with Face Off.
Oh, wow. Well, no, bad or good?
Bad.
Yeah, no. Face Off's also very terrible.
It's terrible.
Twins is a classic. If you haven't seen Twins out there, you should go watch it, rent that, and watch it on VHS right now and rent it.
What was the one where Schwarzenegger was pregnant?
Junior.
Yeah, that was another terrible. Yeah.
I think DeVito was in that one too.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
DeVito was definitely in that one.
Guys, Twins was great.
No, it was not. What's your favorite Schwarzenegger movie?
Of all time?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Last Action Hero, dude.
It's almost a tie.
Yeah.
My number one's probably Predator, but I love Running Man, like with a passion. True Lies is cool, but that's older Schwarzenegger.
It is.
Running Man, that's a low key. That's that a is low good. Key
that's the one where they like, he's like sent through the tube into the arena.
Yeah, yes. It's like a game. Yeah.
That one is pretty badass.
I'm going with Jingle All the Way.
Well, that's, ooh, hey, that's a good movie that's though. Solid. You know what? I get mad about that every year because that they never ABC Family plays that, but like once every like 4 days. You know, they have like their 3 week span.
Yeah,
they do not give that movie enough credit.
There's no appreciation.
Man. No, no love for that. I mean,
Sinbad won an Oscar for that.
How are you gonna not like Schwarzenegger was beating up like midget elves?
And yeah,
like,
incredible.
How are you not gonna? How are you not gonna do that? Oh, I don't know.
I thought about fact checking that for a second, and I was like, no, this doesn't need fact checking. Believe me, there's no way.
It's like a 5 minute speech, and it was great.
They didn't even play him off because they're so good.
He's crying.
Sinbad. Guys. The other thing I was thinking about, so this is the other thing, then we'll after this, we'll get on to the theory and the weekly weirdness stuff, but real quick, I just got to bring this up, because for Keith, you popped into my mind this week, man, not on a weird level, but I want to know...
I'm glad you're thinking about me, Nick.
It's because I was thinking about this, and I want to know your guys' your thoughts on this. What are your feelings on public pooping?
Not a fan.
Won't do it.
Won't do it won't at all. It. Okay. So I had this conversation with somebody and they took that stance where they will not do it. Mm-mm. What do you mean by won't do it though?
Like sometimes you have to do it.
You're saying you absolutely will not do it.
I will not. At work it's different.
Why? Okay, well at work.
I mean, because they have a bunch of like different bathrooms and like there's like private ones that I can go. Okay. I don't know, like in a public, if I go to a bar or a restaurant,
bar pooping's a no.
Can't do
bar
it.
Bar pooping's a no.
No? Not even if it's early in the night, like 7, 8-ish? Bar no, you're eating.
I just know those toilets are absolutely disgusting. Yeah. I don't care where it is, like Applebee's, the Columbo's, they're all the same. Like people are going to piss on the toilet.
I've honestly never taken a shit in a bar.
Really? Ever?
Yeah, never.
What?
I'd rather go outside and squat.
Yeah, I've never done it, yeah.
Ew, no, definitely would not rather go outside and squat. But
I mean, I'm not going to, but I'm just saying, like, I bet I would pick up less germs going outside and squatting. Mm-hmm.
Debatable.
Wow. You made it this long in life. 26 years, right?
Without shitting in a bar, yeah. I've shit in public.
It's kind of crazy. Like, okay, I'll get it like this. Like, I'm not going to go into a porter potty, probably, but... I mean, at a bar or something. Like, you just
give it a
quick wipe down.
But, I can't do it.
Oh, God. I'm a very scheduled pooper. I'm a regular pooper.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I got a certain window
you have a good amount of fiber.
I usually poo in between. So
good amount of fiber in your diet?
I do, yeah. All right.
Griff, where are you at on this?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you have to do what you have to do, Nick. But if at all avoidable, no. Yeah.
Okay. See, it's just interesting because we know, like, our buddy Chubbs, he'll poop wherever. It doesn't matter where he is. I mean,
indiscriminate, huh?
Huh?
He's indiscriminate.
Oh, he literally. I mean, I've never seen him turn a place down.
He chooses his spots. No, he does. Like I've been with him.
I don't know.
He'll,
man.
He'll pass up a 7-Eleven to go to a QT for sure.
Okay, but just like the
he's got standards.
Yeah. I just mean like the overall.
His butthole has standards.
I just
for
mean
sure.
like the overall. The overall, like, he's not going to, like, wait until he gets home or wait until...
absolutely. You know what I mean? Like,
we have to clarify this. When we say public pooping, we're talking about either, like, outside, basically outside of your house, or you're going to go back to your toilet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, that's public pooping.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Sometimes you're out in the world and things happen.
Have you guys ever pooped at a Blues game?
No, but I have.
I've pooped at a bar. I'm not going to poop at a stadium.
as a small child, but not.
That sounds gross.
Not many, many years.
It was a.
I've been in those stalls.
Yeah. It was an experience. That's
any
for sure.
Of people probably pounded on the door. Trying to hurry the fuck up.
Yeah. They don't. You don't get much time when you're there. But
no, you don't.
Okay. I had a conversation and I wanted to know where you guys stood on that because I used to be solely like non. I used to be private pooper, right? But you know, I don't know. Something happened, and now I'm okay with the public pooper.
Oh, you're a nomad pooper?
I can't do it. I think St. Mary's scarred me for life on that. There was not one peaceful shit I had there.
You had to go.
Like, it's either like people were just royally fuck that bathroom up, or immediately you shit. Someone like notices your shoes, and you get a paper towel right to the dome.
Yeah,
just soaking wet.
You had to
or
go
someone throws a book
true,
over,
yeah.
and, like a fucking asshole.
Freshman hallway. That bathroom down there, like by the main entrance. That was the only place you could poop in that school in peace.
See, none of them. They're all Auschwitz to me, man. They're all fucking terrible.
Because every other bathroom would literally just be trashed by like 10 o'clock in the morning.
See, I'm handicapped, so I just go into the handicap. Okay. Mentally, not physically.
Let's move on. You guys know what time it is. Griff, bring in the theory of the week.
Okay. So, I was going to say, do we live in the Matrix, boys?
Do we live in the Matrix?
The Matrix.
So there's theories out there that there are some billionaires, some uber billionaires, that have cracked this code, and they can see it in string theory and stuff, that we are living in a computer simulation, and they know it. They know it, according to the interweb.
So what does that mean?
So here's how this could go a couple different ways. According, there's lots of people at that point that we might be living in a simulation. Some people are crazier than others.
Well, are you saying I'm Keanu Reeves?
You might be.
You could be.
My first thought.
We love Keanu.
Of
there
that,
is no spoon, Tyler.
My first thought of that is, so there is a creator.
Yeah, you could say that. Sure.
Huh?
But he could be some schmuck like you.
keep going, Griff. Enough.
Okay, so here's the most basic idea of how I think of it. Is if there has been, let's say, Universe A, that's where we'll start. Okay. A real universe, physical universe, that started with an actual Big Bang and actual particles.
Okay.
And so that universe progresses to a certain point where you get beings that are intelligent enough, more intelligent than us, I guess. Maybe what would come of like a super AI or something like that. That can create a simulation of the universe that is so precise and so exact, and down to the, you know, the quantum physics of it, and recreate it perfectly from that Big Bang. They could create an exact replica of the universe down to. So there could be a you in Universe A.
Yeah.
But you're just a simulation of that you.
Right.
And it would be so perfect of a simulation that you would never be able to tell the difference.
It'd
be,
so
it'd be impossible. So how do these fucking billionaires tell?
So
they don't.
So wouldn't you be you even though you're in a different universe?
In a sense.
So wouldn't you like make yourself better?
Could you?
If you were doing a simulation, wouldn't you want to be like?
But you don't have control of it.
Really, you're doing it to the idea. I think of why you would do it maybe is to better understand the universe, better understand your own history, better understand. So now you'd want an exact simulation. And here's where it gets crazy.
Okay. You know?
So within that simulation, and this is why like actual theoretical physicists and stuff like this, there's a big community that actually believe that we're in a simulation. Because if that one simulation happens, within that one simulation, eventually that simulation will get to a point where those people create a simulation.
Yeah.
Right.
And on and on. So the odds of actually being in Universe A are incredibly low.
Well, like just...
you are much more likely to be in a simulation than be in the first one, because there's an infinite amount of simulations in only one actual physical universe.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
I hear you, yeah.
So, how is this a conspiracy theory? I'm not sure.
The conspiracy... That's definitely a conspiracy theory. Because, you know, a lot of people believe, too, that, like, as far as, I mean, the death side of it. Like, you die and you wake up and then you're...
in a different simulation, I guess.
Yeah. Or in a different route of the simulation.
Right.
So,
that's like a solid, I mean, not a solid.
I've never heard that before, but I've had that thought before.
It's like, you know, some people believe
you have those near-death experiences, and that near-death experience, that happened. You couldn't have experienced it because you would be dead, so you went the other way.
Right.
My thought is, how are we not in a simulation? Like, of course we are.
But are we in a computer program?
Well, we don't have the answers to that. So maybe once we get the answers to that, we create our own simulation.
But how could we get... If we are within that computer, how could we actually get the answers to that? Is it possible?
Yeah.
Like you are made... I don't know. I don't know if it'd be possible.
Understanding your surroundings. I mean, science is there for,
Keith's
right?
the firm believer that we are in the Matrix here. He's like getting so serious.
Like,
how do you guys not realize it? Come on.
Like, no. Like...
Where are you at on this, Keith? Like, why are you...
Well, I mean, when I say simulation, I mean, obviously, there's... We weren't created out of nothing.
You haven't read the Bible, have you?
Stop. Stop it.
You know what I mean, though? Like, all, okay, we know one law. Matter cannot be created or destroyed. So sure. It all had to start from somewhere.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to go pre-Big Bang.
How does that tie into simulation?
Yeah, you're not talking like...
Because somebody had to create all of this. Or something had to create all of this.
Well.
You know what I mean? Like...
Did they, though?
Yeah.
They could have punched in a bunch of code. I don't know.
Wait, so you're really on this?
Though. I mean, in the vacuum...
You know what I mean, though?
Like, in the vacuum of space, actually, matter does pop in and out of existence, and it happens. It happens really quick, so you can't even measure it, but...
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it does.
Maybe we're not in the simulation. I have no idea.
But I'll tell you one thing. It'd be cool if we were, though. I'd be cool.
But they don't know where that matter comes from, Keith. It doesn't make sense. They don't believe that it's just being... Like, it has to be coming from somewhere else. They don't believe it's just being created. So that's one of the ideas.
Maybe
it's other dimensions and stuff pop in that it's popping in and out of different dimensions.
Yeah, that's the other thing you got to say about the Matrix thing is it also ties into and can get pretty complex with the multi-dimension and multi-universe thing. And that's like a... like. That gets into some deep, deep science. Well,
right now we're talking about one of the most complicated questions that could possibly be raised.
Right. But
we all came to be.
Griff, Zeebel, where you at on this? Where you at on the Matrix, man?
I don't buy it at all. I don't.
Do you think you're a real boy, Tyler?
I hope I'm Keanu Reeves now. That's what I'm hoping.
Next question.
I'll go out here and just dropkick your neighbor and see if it happens. Try flying in the sky.
Try flying. Yeah.
Tyler, what's the meaning of life?
Wait,
I'm messing around.
What was that?
Pussy the money weed, dog. Pussy money weed.
There you go.
The number 42 or whatever.
Good answer. It's 42, up. Yeah.
42.
42.
Did you see that Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz
bullshit.
Yeah. What?
Ted Cruz just did this in the Neil Gorsuch hearings. He asked that question, like, what is the purpose and meaning of life? Like, it
42.
Was, it was a Hitchhiker's Guide nerdy joke, and Gorsuch answered 42.
Does that mean I'm a nerd?
I was gonna say I didn't pick.
I didn't know it until that happened. That? Until
Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, I didn't pick that up.
Jackie Robinson. Yeah,
well, he did bring us together.
Maybe that's why he picked it.
The number 42.
I didn't pick that.
According to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, so that's the meaning of life, guys. Yeah.
Okay, well, Keith,
don't ask.
Let's go around the table quick and give a percentage, man. Keith, you sound like you sound make it sound like you're almost 100% in on the Matrix.
I mean, I'm all in. Yeah,
he's all in. I like it. I love it.
I mean, I don't think it's a crazy thought to be all in on this.
I don't think it's crazy either.
Yeah.
I'm, Griff, where you at?
I'm pretty high in, actually.
Really? This might be the first one he's ever not given a zero. I think one time before when we were talking about consumer products and stuff, I think he gave like a 10% or something. But where you at,
I'm
Griff?
Going pretty skeptical. But this is...
Planned obsolescence or whatever.
What the hell did you just say?
Yeah, what did you say?
Planned obsolescence, the light bulb theory we did.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's so you're for getting sure all true. Smart on us, man.
Big words.
Yeah. Where you at on this, Griff?
I think I'll give it 80%.
Wow.
Which is...
You guys are surprising
me. I'm not saying that we could just as easily be one or the other, I think. Actually, it's
tricky. Do you think we could be the creator?
Well, we would eventually. If we're in Universe A, I think
that's what he was saying.
I think we would... Yeah, if we're in Universe A, we would probably eventually become the creator of...
Universe B.
Which would then spiral into universe one through infinity, or two through infinity.
Deep. What about you, Zeebel? Where you at?
I'm going to say a solid 0%.
0%.
We are created by the one true God.
Goddamn. From dust.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. God said, let there be light. No, I don't believe in like the creation through computers or anything like that. I think matter became who we were.
Well, yeah.
Just a series of evolution.
In universe A.
No, it's not a computer program.
That's where it gets kind of tough, is like if you want to bring it into that with the different universes and dimensions
There has to be one that is a physical.
Yeah, it can get really complicated. I suggest if you're out there and...
Look into simulation theory.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you look into the Matrix theory, like you'll definitely find a bunch of stuff in that. But if you dig a little bit deeper past that, you'll start getting into the multidimensional
stuff. It's called the simulation theory.
Okay.
And it'll blow your mind.
There we go. We've
done a horrible job of explaining it.
Just, yeah, I mean, well, obviously, I mean, we're not, you know...
Anything but credible.
We're not a scientist.
We're not a scientist, man. We're just guys.
It's a guy who makes barbecue for a
it's
living.
Bro science.
But I think, you know what, I'm going to say this. I want to give it... I'm tough. I don't believe in any kind of afterlife at all, but... Just
really, that was dark.
You're morbid, just, man.
Well, but hold on, let me finish this off though.
I feel you,
just because I think that it would, like, if I was wrong and it was right, excuse me, and it was right, and like the thought of that would be really, really cool. So like, I don't necessarily believe it, but on the chance that I could be wrong and that I think that it'd be cool, I'm gonna give it 40%.
Okay.
You know where I'm coming from?
I do.
Like, if I woke up and was like, if I died and then woke up and realized, okay, you know, new simulation, new universe, whatever it is, I'd be like, this is sweet.
So there is an afterlife.
No, I'm saying if.
Oh, okay. Like, if you believe.
I'm only giving it 40% on the chance that I'm wrong.
Okay.
You know, I'm with Zeebo where it's just like, that's what it is.
Yeah, I can hear you. I've thought that too, but also that comes down to what the question of what consciousness is.
Yeah, exactly. So, where does your consciousness go?
If you want, or does your consciousness even exist? It would be the question.
Are we just animals that are just way better than all the other animals?
Is consciousness an illusion that you tell yourself or not?
That's exactly what we are.
Like a coping mechanism?
Sure, but then a certain amount of information processing in the brain becomes like a loop that becomes consciousness, you know? When you're self-aware, then that becomes like its own thing. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I've often pondered this, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of people have pondered this since the beginning of time, and nobody has a good answer.
Well, yeah, it has like a belief in something after life always been there?
I think so.
Or
people are horrified of death, so people always...
People always want to know what's after.
For sure.
Well, like,
they don't want to come to the exceptions.
When like human
beings... You're a worm food.
The
species...
It's scary.
...was like just nomads. Like, did we have that belief? Or like...
Sure.
Your
Judeo-Christian
beliefs
come from nomadic cultures, so...
Well, I understand that, but yeah, it just...
Everyone fears it because, like, you see, like, the people are not, like, Christians their entire life and then on their deathbeds, then they, like, confess their sins and start praying. Yeah. Like, because at the end of it, you're like, oh shit.
Well, it's the thing.
Let there be something. I'm an asshole my entire life. Come on.
It's that old saying.
Get me the fuck out of here and go upstairs, not downstairs.
It's that old saying that there are no atheists in a foxhole. Right.
Yep. Yeah, like,
exactly.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We could get really deep and get into it, but let's save that for another day because that might be a whole podcast to itself. As much as I like going down that
whole series,
yeah, could be a long time. But you know, check it out for yourself. Let us know what you think, man. Hit us up Facebook, Twitter. Don't forget about the new Instagram or email us anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. Let's move on to the weekly weirdness. I want to start us off this week because, you know, I brought in and on the intro and stuff, I was talking about college basketball and we talked about the Mizzou stuff and, you know, basketball related stuff. Well, I got a hold of a story that I thought was hilarious. Okay. So during the period of March Madness, which is like a 2.5 week, I guess, maybe. Yeah. Like 2.5 week period. Mm-hmm. There's studies that show that there's major, major losses. They say, like, companies lose major amounts of money just for the lack of work that happens, Pat, during that
week.
I've
heard that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you can look those studies up. This article that I'm looking from is from KSDK.com, which is one of our local stations. Yeah. And their stat that they're showing is a loss of $2 billion during that time period.
Locally or?
No, countrywide.
Countrywide, okay.
But this whole article is saying, yeah, you guys lose a lot, but there's one type of business that thrives.
I bet I can guess.
Take one guess.
Bars?
No.
What? Online streaming.
No, you're not going to get this one.
Vasectomies.
Yeah. Did you see
I've
this?
I've heard this.
So
this has been around for a while, yeah.
So here's okay.
Dudes plan their vasectomies around this.
They plan it because it long story short, put it in normal terms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard.
It gives them an excuse, because when you get a vasectomy, you literally can't do anything. You literally just lay around.
Oh, so you just watch basketball all day?
Yeah. Those first 2 days, it's literally, when the first round comes, it's an all-day basketball thing.
That is so weird.
So let me throw you some stats right here. We're talking, they're looking at one place specifically in Idaho, I think, which they might just get vasectomies there just because there's nothing else to do. I don't know how that works, but
nobody's getting vasectomies out of boredom, man. Nick.
Don't talk shit on Idaho.
That was a joke.
Make them do it. They don't want them breeding up there in Idaho.
Wow, you guys are hateful.
Someone needs to farm those potatoes, please. Yeah. Okay, they're delicious potatoes.
So
damn.
Here's what they're saying. On an average, like 5 day span, like they just say, like on the average 5 day span, this place will do anywhere from 15 to 30 appointments for vasectomies. Okay, which seems like a lot to me, but
that's
whatever.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of snips.
During the March Madness, any time in that 2 weeks, a 5-day period, they'll bring in at least 60 appointments. So
wow, well dude. My first thought is I'll never get a vasectomy on that day, dude. Think about
busy.
That, man.
It's busy.
Well, not only is it busy, dude, you got more chances. Like, the doctor's going to be overwhelmed and, like, fuck up, dude.
That's true.
I'm not taking a chance with that.
Well,
he might just be getting into a stride. You know?
All of a sudden, he turned up castrated or something.
Well, then he really fucked up big time.
Well, yeah, obviously, but...
Well, I mean, he got the job done still, in theory.
You're not going to have theory. Any babies.
Yeah, that is true.
So,
babies for you.
But damn.
Due to this over 50% hike during this time period, they actually started doing March Madness tournament promos where you get a discount.
That's awesome.
And on top of that, they even at the place, it's called the... I don't even know what it's called. They do this thing that's called a survival kit, what they sell for people who just had a vasectomy, and it includes it's basically like a gift bag that includes popcorn nuts, and a pizza delivery coupon for the pizza places around. So, Boise, they get some sports tickets in there, a bag of peas, I don't know, and a Boise State.
Oh, to put on your boys.
Yeah. And a Boise State towel and bottle opener. That's what is in the gift bag.
That's
so
hilarious.
Dude, this is awesome.
So I had never heard of this ever. You guys sound like you guys might have come across it at some point.
I never.
I thought it was hilarious.
This is so weird to me.
This has been going around for a couple of years now. I heard this a couple years back.
We're going to have a big basketball tournament. So a bunch of dudes are going to get their balls snipped.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you think about it, like, you can't get yelled at if you just had surgery, no matter how much basketball you watch,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You can't get fired for calling in sick that day.
Right. So I thought it was so funny, man. And then for places to be doing promo, like, to know, like, okay, March Madness is coming. Let's get ready. Like, they're prepping. Like,
rival vasectomy places having to outdo each other.
March Madness, yeah.
People are calling and canceling appointments. And they're like, well... The vasectomy place down the street, you know, they're giving me 20% off now. You know, like they're battling. They're battling.
That's guys outside with the signs.
This is the new reality show, Vasectomy Wars.
Oh, it's a great idea. And they just covered just the month of March.
The month of March.
Yeah, it's just like crazy. People are like sweating. They're like, oh my God, the pressure. They can't handle the vasectomies they're giving.
Screw it. I need off that Monday of the national championship. I got to watch this game.
Yep.
So, yeah.
They say this is reversible. Whatever. 90% of the time it's reversible.
Well.
Gross.
Yeah.
Well, so if you're out there, not necessarily in Idaho, anywhere, and you're planning on getting a vasectomy, you probably get a good deal if you plan it around the tournament. So, just a heads up.
Just think about it, guys.
The ABC Pod's got your back. Let's move on. Who's got something? Who's next?
We can talk about crazy North Korea again.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, we've talked about... This is more... this might be a simulation. This isn't real life. But North Korea is just insane. This is a James Bond.
No, I think that's real life.
It's a James Bond simulation.
Griff's always going at North Korea over here.
Because they're crazy, Nick. They're crazy. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're just nuts.
Yeah.
The stories write themselves. Quite literally.
Yeah, they really do.
The biggest bank robbery in world history happened a few years back.
Whoa. Ocean's 11?
I think it was like $180 million stolen from this bank in Bangladesh.
Wow.
And it turns out prosecutors are about to finger North Korea for being behind this.
Uh-oh.
Aren't they lucky?
Yeah.
How do you do this?
It was a group of Chinese people who did it, but apparently the North Korean government masterminded this bank robbery. Like,
they can barely feed their people. How do they come up with a bank robbery?
I don't know. He killed his stepbrother with a flower. So
yeah,
it's a crazy, crazy country, man.
Instead of letting your people be free, we're gonna steal from other countries. That sounds
just to piss people off. Yeah. I think they just like to piss people off.
God damn.
Yeah, they're just like the ultimate trolls with like nuclear weapons. So.
Yeah,
it's a bummer.
Not great.
Great, Keith.
So, I mean, where you at on this though? I mean,
mm-hmm. I just think it's crazy.
180 million.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But really, for a government, it's not shit.
I was going to say, that's like.
Yeah. That's true. But yeah. that's
a petty. That is nothing to
you
a government.
You do it to piss people off. Like, that's why.
Like, that is. It's not even like a percentage of what the U.S. government gets in taxes.
Not even close. Yeah.
Yeah.
$1 billion really ain't shit. So,
$1 billion is nothing to any modern
countries. Like, when you start talking trillions, you're talking like the real thing. I mean, yeah. How much money did we put in that last fighter jet we did? Wasn't that like trillions of dollars just for?
Oh no, for that one was plane? That was billions. No, there's okay. No way it was trillions.
A lot.
Yeah, it was a lot of money, but
the F-26 or
yeah, we don't need to look that up right now. But North Korea,
kind of do.
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking up there. I think all their leaders have shot perfect games in every single round of golf they've ever played.
Well, yeah, the original. I can never keep them straight. They're just
and like
Kim won the oldest dead one. He was born on a mountain under a rainbow.
Oh, obviously, like,
the story is just
so he's
insane.
A fucking leprechaun.
Yeah.
Isn't that how leprechauns are born? I don't know.
How are leprechauns born?
I'm not really Irish, Tim. You should know this, right?
I don't think they're born. I think they're just always there.
Pretty sure, like, if...
Oh, they've always been?
Yeah.
When I watched Leprechaun in the Hood, I don't think he was born.
They're a glitch in the Matrix.
They're the programmers of the simulation.
There we go.
Figured it out, guys.
Oh, God.
So the Irish are the rulers of the world.
Let's move on. Keith, what you got over there?
We used to be, and then we discovered whiskey and shit.
Yeah.
Went haywire.
Not that crazy. I mean, it is pretty fucking crazy. I don't know if you guys have seen the news on this U-shaped building that's going in downtown New York, or the plans are going to be in downtown New York.
First I've heard of it.
Yeah,
oh,
me too.
Really, dude?
Hit me with it.
You guys got to check this out, man. This is wild looking. So it's going to be not the tallest, but the longest building. So it's shaped in a U.
Oh, what
yeah.
the hell?
How wild is that? We'll post this, yeah, whenever. Whenever this episode comes out, but check this out, Tyler. So
planes fly through it this time. Too soon? Too soon? Sorry.
No, too late, bro. Oh, dude.
That's crazy.
It's
like a wannabe arch, man.
No, it's gonna tower over the
Watch
arch.
Your mouth. Yeah. Watch your mouth, yeah. Keith. Will it control the weather? I don't think so.
I think so. No, man. New York's been coming down with some bad hurricanes and bad storms lately.
Dude, that's the only
reason
we're not getting hit right now.
Hurricane season was over.
Well, I think it's just starting.
Yeah, it's just starting, dude.
I was quoting Pineapple Express.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
God, that's too...
That makes sense.
He's always dropping...
obscure movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one person might get... Yeah.
Go ahead, Keith.
But yeah, so they're also coming up with elevators that are... going to be able to like go up and over this
like the
thing.
Wonka Vader,
yeah,
like the
it's
arch.
Gonna be wild.
Whoa,
like the arch.
Man, well, you are not liking this thing being another arch, man. You're pissed.
I know.
Tim like, was upset.
Don't you have enough stuff, New York? Seriously, yeah. you gotta steal our swag.
This is over Billionaire's Row, down by Wall Street. I guess
you know St. Louis doesn't
know.
Have a in, Billionaire's.
Well,
row.
Ours is on the landing. So
yeah. Oh God, I haven't been to landing in years.
It's probably better
since
that
you've worked there, actually. Yeah.
Probably same here.
But yeah, I thought this was a wild idea, and I like the idea. I think they should go ahead and do this.
It's cool.
It's gonna be cool.
It's gonna be cool. What they should do though is build like some different directions in there, so it could actually be a Wonka Vader.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. A lot of people died in Willy Wonka, so we've touched on that.
Yeah, not in the Wonka Vader though.
And Willy Wonka creeps me out.
Well, he's a serial killer.
See, the thing is that movie ends once they
you guys would actually
break
buddies,
out.
That's
so you don't really know what happened.
If you follow the rules, they've all been alive. So.
Really don't appreciate you calling me a serial killer, Tim.
Well, actually, serial killers probably don't get along with each other, so you guys probably wouldn't be buddies. But hey.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We'd be trying to kill each other.
Yeah.
Duh. Rivals.
Right. My mistake.
Okay, so what's the name? What are they calling? They got a name for this?
No.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye. When shaped
New York skyscraper.
How long are they saying that thing's going to take to be built?
Forever. Probably a while. Yeah, because they're running into a lot of problems with New York
gravity
government.
Gravity.
So
they're going to like shut down gravity. The streets because that just sounds like chaos.
No, I think this is going to like span over buildings.
Ugh.
So it's going to be kind of wild.
It sounds like some chaos to me.
No, it sounds. Awesome, man.
Well, awesome, yeah.
9/11 times 100.
Yeah, let's not go there. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But yeah, I think it's a good idea. We need more like innovative, crazy shit like this going on. I think it's going to be cool.
Do we?
Yeah.
Or you put money into the country instead of a giant building that goes over other buildings.
Yeah.
That's going into the country.
But
no, I'm saying like to help people, not
it's not super productive.
Yeah.
Like, somebody's got to build it.
Okay, like, there are some jobs, but
I mean,
I don't know. Like, I don't like it.
Okay.
I mean, I like
you don't, it. You don't have to like it.
Build it in St. Louis.
Griff. Okay. Zeebo, what about you? Got anything over there? You got anything to chat about? Nothing on your mind?
Nope.
No other crazy house party stories or hiding things or anything like that?
Nope.
All right, let's move on. You guys got anything else?
I do.
Okay, Griff. Let's go. Griff's hot. Let's do it.
I've been dying to talk about this one. I think you might have sent me this.
Okay.
Let's talk about the humpback whale parties, shall we?
Yeah.
Was that you who sent that?
That was me. I found it on Twitter. Yeah.
Humpback whales are having giant parties, and I want to know why. Did they hear that I'm giving them shout-outs?
I think so.
That's exactly why.
They knew ABC Pod.
They're super pumped about it, and it's all getting together.
Tell us what you're talking about.
So giant, like 200 humpback whales at a time have been sighted coming together out in the Pacific, I think, somewhere. In an ocean, somewhere on planet Earth. And
you mean the Matrix?
Shut up. But, yeah, so they're having giant whale parties, basically. And I just think it's curious. You know, like a couple months after I start shouting them out, they're celebrating. Is that a coincidence?
I
think it's
you want a shout out from them.
It is clearly a coincidence.
I made them big.
I think it's directly related.
I think so. I put them on blast. They're big now. They're celebrating.
They're celebrities now, pretty much.
Pretty much. Because of me.
Yeah. I think somebody on whatever coast they're gathering off of is probably playing our podcast underwater.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep. Yeah. There's no doubt.
They have very sensitive hearing things, and they can pick up the vibrations.
Yeah. At the end of it, they're just like,
So what was this?
Tim's about to shout
us out. That's our boy Griff.
Wait for it.
I didn't look at this. Was it drone footage? Is that what it was? Drone footage of just like, wasn't there like a guy, was it surf? Was anybody out there, or was it just like just whales in the ocean?
I would not want to be out there. Those are big whales.
Right.
They are very nice and heroic. Yeah. In such large numbers, it could get dangerous. It's
Timmy Griffin, king of the whales.
The fuck? Can I get that on a shirt?
Yeah, really.
Oh.
Well, hopefully one day.
Of a badass nickname.
Somehow.
I'll take that nickname.
I hope you get a shout out at some point in your life, Griff. Some way. Maybe 10 years from now, they'll figure out some technology.
The whales will return it.
They'll translate. It for them.
Like SeaWorld's going to sponsor you, dude.
Yeah.
I wonder, you think they're passing the pufferfish around?
Whales, no. Whales don't know what's going on.
No, they're more drinkers, bro.
Yeah,
also,
they're way too big.
Yeah.
They're drinkers.
Yeah.
What do you got, Keith?
This is kind of a local one. You guys would be familiar with this. Have you guys ever seen this in Springfield, Missouri? This is a new story coming straight out of Springfield.
It can't be good.
Not great. Guy shows up to a police station, beaten, bruised, and his mouth glued shut.
Oh, no.
Like, that is some fucked up shit.
So he just shakes his head.
Saturday.
Like, yep. Yep.
Saturday.
Was it Marco?
Oh, how terrible would that be?
Oh,
that sucks,
man.
So bad.
Was this you, Tyler? Did you go down there for one last prank?
For one last
Apex thing. Predator.
It's pretty bad.
Apex Predator on the...
No, I thought this was wild, man. I'd be so pissed if
have a background to this or no? Yeah. Nothing?
No, it was actually breaking news today on Twitter.
The guy didn't say,
we don't know why it happened, how it happened.
Obviously, the guy didn't say anything.
Do we know how old the... Come on.
Yeah.
Do we know how old the guy was?
No idea. This is actually on Associated Press, too.
Really? And no age on the guy?
No.
Because I wonder if he's like college age or what.
I would imagine, yeah.
It had to have been like a frat party.
Plus a lot of jazz, like, Kappa Sig. That
the bruise and bloody part sounds a little, you know, like the getting your mouth glued shut is a prank gone too far, maybe.
But then the
bruise and bloody sounds like he got jumped. And it's not like he could have been talking shit. Right?
But who jumps somebody to rob him or anything and then glues their mouth shut?
I don't know.
This sounds like some frat hazing.
But so
dude.
if he got pranked, got his mouth glued shut, then he got beat up. Like, I'm saying he could not have been talking shit.
I don't know what frats do.
Well,
dude.
Not verbally.
You think he's signing?
Physically.
Yeah.
He could easily talk shit.
I thought you were sort of saying he was signing. But no.
Well, I mean, you could talk shit physically very easily.
I guess.
You have a couple head nod jabs at him?
I guess.
I think those are called head butts.
How serious do you think a guy with his mouth glued shut trying to come at you?
He's coming at you hard, man. You gotta Gotta do what you gotta
do. I guess. He just wasn't quitting that night.
Hey, gotta give that guy, if that's the story, we don't know. We don't know what happened.
But if it was like a frat hazing thing, how's he supposed to get drunk?
Butt chugs, dude.
You can. I think this dude had to do some butt chugs.
Oh my god.
You can snort liquor.
Yeah, we talked about that.
We have covered that on the pod. Yeah,
what did you guys call him?
Fleming.
Chili Willy.
Yeah,
Chili Willy. Yeah,
Fleming.
That sounds retarded.
Yeah. At one point, at Trops, me and a bunch of other people got like dared to by a bunch of bikers to snort Jack Daniels. We did it.
Oh.
That was horrible.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they like show you respect or just point and laugh?
They did it too.
They at least give you a fist bump.
Oh, fuck.
They showed us a little bit more respect after, but it wasn't like we were friends.
You hop on the back of their bike, going to the sunset like Easy Rider.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Or did you really just walk away and be like, why did we just do that?
I don't know. They tried to get me to join the motor.
Yeah, I bet that's what it was.
It's an MC, Hell's Angels, bro. It's an MC.
King of the Whales.
They're like, hey, we need an Irishman to the crew.
Bro, what's your MC nickname? King of the Whales.
King of the Whales.
That's pretty cool.
That's tough, man.
That's pretty cool. I think that was on Sons of Anarchy, man. That was definitely one of the guy's names for sure.
SOA, dude. Big shout out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. I don't know. I'll have to look back into that and see if we can get some more info on that. Because it might have been one, somebody we know, two, a place probably. It was probably, you know, one of the frats or something that would, you know.
Gotta be, dude.
You never know. Okay. Well, you guys got anything else before we wrap it up? Get out of here?
No.
Keith, nothing?
No.
Okay. Well, let's go around and do the shout outs before we call it a night.
Okay.
Anyway.
Big shout out to Cardinals Baseball.
Again, this is 2 weeks in a row, Keith.
Yeah, it should be every week from here on out. But actually, very specific thing this time. Trying to connect with a younger generation. They have a new promotion out. I know it's only standing room only tickets, but it's $30 a month, unlimited games, and it's excluding like I think it's two games, like opening day.
Chicago?
No.
Oh.
No, I think you get all the Chicago series. I know it's excluding opening day and maybe probably the playoffs, I would imagine, if we make it, but most likely we will. But yeah, dude, $30 a month unlimited games, that's a killer deal.
Yeah.
Killer deal.
See, but where you at? You're a baseball guy. What do you think about this? I'm sure you've been on top of this probably.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is definitely a great deal. I mean, the limited times I go to the games, though, but I mean, it is great to...
I mean, just for baseball, though, think other people will adopt this? I mean, this is brand new,
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's pretty innovative.
Yeah, a couple other... I think the White Sox have it. They set it up this year.
Okay,
too.
So this isn't brand new, or it is?
No, they set it up. A lot of the MLB teams like set it up this year.
Okay.
Like, especially. And it's just because, I mean... You spend ridiculous amounts at any kind of game you go to.
Yeah.
It just makes it a lot easier, and especially like if you want to go see it with like, you know, people. You don't want to spend $150 to go to a game, so just makes it really easy for everyone.
So is it fair to say if it was Orioles, you'd be on it? Like if you were in Baltimore or whatever?
I mean, it's just with my like work schedule. I can't like you know plan, but
that's true. Yeah. What Griff? You go to baseball games? Are you a baseball guy?
I go to a couple a year.
Yeah. So you're not buying the pass?
Probably not.
But no, I'm not going to do it either, but that's just my thing. But it definitely is it's interesting because I started thinking you can apply it to, obviously, you know,
any
it has the most games.
Any
but
sport you need.
You can apply it to. Yeah,
football you can't really because.
Yeah, football stuff.
You only get
NFL,
eight games. Yeah.
But NFL doesn't fucking care.
It was a super good idea. And when I first read about it, I was like, wow, okay, here we go. You know, I mean, that's, we're changing things. And, you know, I like that the Cardinals are a step ahead a little bit. One of the people taking a step ahead. So that's cool. Griff, what about you? Any shout out this week?
Shout out to Brad's wife. Shout out to you if you get that joke. I'm leaving that there.
Okay, we'll move on. That's past me.
No humpback whales. They show you love.
Yeah, even after
you
the
don't
news
show
story.
Them love.
I discussed guess that already. I don't want to be repetitive.
Zeebo, where are you at? You got shout outs? Any shout outs?
I'm shout out McDonald's for making that Filet-O-Fish hella tight, man. It makes Lent so cool on Fridays. Oh, they never mess it up.
The Filet-O-Fish. Do you get it with the nasty sauce on it? Tartar sauce?
Tartar sauce? How is that nasty?
Tartar sauce is the grossest thing in the world.
Stop it.
Two sauces that I cannot handle in my life ever.
Oh, you're so wrong.
One is tartar sauce. The other is horseradish. I cannot do either one.
They're both great.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't say mustard.
I'll eat mustard way before I can't even smell those other two.
Dude, I had a codfish sandwich from Joyous today with tartar sauce. It was delicious.
Oh, that sounds disgusting. Okay. Well, my shout out one, I want to shout out to Zeebo because he filled in last minute. We really appreciate you stopping by.
No problem.
It's always a good time having you.
Oh, yeah, appreciate
having you over here and telling us here.
Can we give an anti shout out to Fleming? Like a negative shout out?
No, because
put him on notice.
He's gonna come back on in a couple of weeks. We'll make it work. But guys, I got a shout out. My shout out is to the dog breed of Rottweilers. Oh. The entire breed. Let me tell you why. Number one, I love when I get my dog, it will be a Rottweiler. Because I miss my old Rottweiler that passed away a couple years ago. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because the American Kennel Clubs just came out with a new rankings. They come out with a yearly rankings. This is their 26th year of doing breed rankings. And this is, I guess, people that fill out their survey or whatever of dogs that they own. I think it goes off of just the percentage of the breed that's owned, I think. But you know, you always got your labs. You always got your golden retrievers. I mean, those are always, you know, top two. But and Rottweilers, I think they still are, actually. But Rottweilers are never really, you know, they're one of those kind of breeds that have the bad image on them. But this year, I believe they got number eighth place, I think. Let me see. Okay, here's the top 10 in order. Ready for this? German Shepherds, number one. Number two goes to Golden Retrievers. Three is Bulldogs. Four, Beagles. Five, French Bulldogs. Six, surprisingly to me, is Poodles. I don't know why that's a top 10
terrible
breed. I don't know. Number seven, though, is Rottweiler. So I was wrong about that. Yorkshire Terriers come after that. Boxers are after that. And then the list goes so on and so on and so on.
No pugs?
No pugs.
God damn it, man.
Pugs are not in there.
Stupid fucking dog.
But listen, this is
what big. About top 100? Is he on there?
You can probably, I'll tell you what, I'll send this to you. I bet he's on top 100, probably.
If he doesn't crack the top 100, I'm putting him down.
I wouldn't put
final straw. I don't raise losers in my house.
I wouldn't give him
grace to this family.
Would you say pugs are top 50? I wouldn't even put a top 50, probably.
On breeds top of three. Breeds of dogs?
Breeds owned, yeah. In the U.S.?
There's a lot of them owned. They're a screwed up breed. But
yeah, it's like,
they're genetic freaks. They can't even breathe right. Like
they can't give birth to their own puppies too.
Yeah, yeah, they just, like, eat their own puppies like stupid.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. The only reason they're messed up is because they've been riding with Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith. You know, he's an alien, dude. Pugs are aliens.
I personally don't think you can put this on them,
dude. What's the guy's name in Man in Black? What's that dog's name?
Frankie.
Frankie.
Yeah.
Come
that's
on,
what
man.
We call our neighbor as a pug, and his name is not Frank, but it thinks its name's Frank.
I don't know. After that movie, that's literally all.
It's all we've called this dog. This dog answers to Frank now.
Yeah, but anyway, shout out to Rottweilers because I know you guys can't hear this, but shout out. Well, let me rephrase this. Shout out to my Rottweiler owners. Okay. Yeah, and that's it. So, okay, with that being said, we're gonna bounce out of here. Stay tuned to the podcast, man. We got a few people coming up. That should be a good time. I think next week we're planning on Habes coming back around, so that should be a good time. After that
sucks so bad.
After that, we're gonna have that'll be, I think, the second weekend of April. Yeah, so next week will be the first week of April. The next week after that, 2 weeks from now, will be the second week of April. We're gonna bring Scally back on, who the ringside reporter for the ABC pod, because that'll be right after WrestleMania, I believe, will be the Sunday before he comes on. So in 2 weeks, we're gonna have him come back on and give us a nice recap of what we're seeing and what we're missing and stuff like that in the wrestling world. So stay tuned for that. As far as our podcast goes, check us out, man. Facebook, Twitter, anywhere you get your podcasts. Tell a friend. Give us a rate and review on iTunes. And like we said last week, don't forget about the new Instagram. That's anything_but_credible. Super simple. And as we said last week also, if you got any dumb stories like we've been telling here tonight and, you know, any crazy Squatch stories or like that, I'm always trying to hear out, man. Give us.
Nobody has Squatch stories.
Dude, they got Squatch stories. I'm telling you. I looked at the BFRO website the other day.
There's, oh, fuck.
Jesus.
There's a lot of sightings.
What? You got the BFRO? I'm going to say Bigfoot is the first two.
Yeah.
What's the RO?
I'm pretty sure it's Research Organization.
Okay. That makes sense.
Well, they have. I've said this before. I'll say it again.
Is this like a Tumblr account, like a .net?
I've said this before.
Like,
no, it's a legit organization. It's a
subreddit. Like,
no, this is real. This is, they have their own website. And what happens is people that send in.
It's real. They have their own website.
Yeah. It's send in their own claims and stuff. You know, they mark it on a map so you can see around you the surrounding areas, how squatchy your area is, your neighborhood. And
I'll give you guys a hint. It's not very squatchy.
Well, right here's not squatchy. But
no, by Bastille, Eureka. There's some big old squatches.
I mean anywhere.
There,
so. I mean, absolutely actually, anywhere in the world.
I guess you call them bears, but whatever.
Okay. Now you're just being rude. Eureka. All my Eureka people out there by Six Flags, watch out, man. That's real squatchy out there, according to the BFRO. Okay. But anyway.
I wouldn't watch out that hard, guess. You're probably okay.
Listen, the whole reason I'm saying this, Keith, is because your brother was telling me that there's a couple guys at his work that have squatch stories. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm trying to get him to send them in. Okay. And I was just thinking, that's a great idea because I guarantee you there's some stories out there. Maybe not even squatch, just like, hey, I saw this crazy thing. Or just, you know, hey, that one time.
This giant hairy fat guy walking around on a quick trip.
Could have been a squatch.
Or if you want to tell a story about that one time where you slammed your buddy's head through a wall, like, we want to hear that too. We want to hear about it. We want to talk about it. And because I'm sure we've done something along those lines. Except for the squat. I don't have any squatch stories, but that's a different thing. But whatever the case is, if it's interesting and you think it's funny, man, send it to us. We're always down to entertain it. So that's the email is anythingbutcredible@gmail.com, but you can hit us up through any of the social media platforms that we have. Okay. That was a very long outro. Very long. But with that being said, we're going to dip out of here before the storm hits and we all get rained on. So we appreciate you guys checking in and we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
See ya. We'll be right back.